Now we welcome Casey Delacqua to our program, and coming to Perth Saturday 22-23 of Feb, the finals of the Perth International Pro Tour event for the Festival of Tennis. Casey, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you guys?
We're going really well. Firstly, good job. Just seeing you on the big screen strutting your stuff in commentary. How have you adapted to that role?
Yeah, well, obviously a very different role in regards to when I'm at tennis tournaments, what I'm used to doing, but it was really good. I was a bit nervous to start with, enjoyed the commentary, but then obviously having the camera in front of you talking tennis a lot, but yeah, got there and I really enjoyed it in the end. So yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
You're very close to Ash Barty. How did you enjoy the experience with her, and how is she coping with being the world's number one?
Yeah, I loved watching her. I was in Adelaide, so I got to see her play there. And obviously she went on and won the tournament there and got through to the semi-finals at the Australian Open, which was a fantastic achievement. Sophia Kennan was extremely tough throughout that whole tournament. So I knew that was going to be a tough match for Ash coming up against Sophia there. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Obviously it's nice now. You know, I'm still invested in what she does because I love watching her, and she's obviously a good friend. So disappointed for her not to get through that semi-final. But all in all, I think mostly I feel very proud of her for the way that she, you know, has tackled. She's still retained the world number one. She'll carry on being world number one. And she's been there for a number of months now. And it's because she just shows up, puts in all the work that she needs to do, and I think the way she's gone about it has been really inspiring.
Yeah, she's been incredible. Now, you've always talked a good game, as far as I'm concerned, Casey, with the years that I've dealt with you here on 6PR. Tell us about the Festival of Tennis. It's across the way from Optus Stadium, where we're broadcasting from tonight, Saturday 22nd of Feb. What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, it's a big weekend for tennis. Obviously, being a proud West Australian and having, you know, grown up in Perth, it's a very important part of what I want to give back to. So I'll be there 22nd of Feb, 10 till 2. If you get down to the State Tennis Centre, come along, bring the kids, face painting. It'll be a real good festival of tennis. But in line with that, we've got the Pro Tour events, and pretty sure Maddie Inglis will be there, our up-and-coming West Australian. She's doing a fantastic job on tour at the moment. So it's just going to be a really good celebration of tennis. So I just encourage, everyone to kind of come along, and I'll be there giving out rackets and meeting everyone. And I'll be busy girl for a couple of days, but it's something that I'm obviously very, very passionate about.
Yeah, come and get some autographs from Casey. And face painting, bouncy castle, animal farm, tennis activities, live music, food vans, coffee van. For those that want to drink, the bar will be open and there'll be a barbecue as well. When it comes to the Perth International Pro Tour, we do have a number of West Australians playing on that, and WA's Maddie Inglis is the number one seed. She'll compete off the back of her most recent win at the W60 Burnie International, and Maddie's current ranking in the world is number 118, so she's climbing.
Oh yeah, she's almost there. I ran a camp in December for the WTA ranked players, and Maddie was there for a couple of days, and yeah, I hadn't been on court with her, but I was so impressed with her level, with where she's at with her physical fitness, mentally. She's in a really good place, and she's definitely, as you can see, 118, ready to push top 100, and I think that's where she belongs. So she's worked hard for a number of years. She put herself out there on tour last year and played for the whole 9 months of the year, just grinded away, and she's just got, you know, that real toughness that we all are born and bred with, I think, in Western Australia. So it's really great to see her doing well, and yeah, you should definitely come along and watch her play, because she's going to be one that's going to be around for a number of years now.
Do you know much about the 15-year-old Talia Gibson?
I do know Talia. I took Talia away actually last year to the WTA Future Stars event there in China. So that was great. I got to spend some time with her on court. And another, a clean, clean ball striker, a really good understanding of the game, likes to hold the baseline, and a real aggressive player. So I think she's definitely got a lot of potential and a lot of good things to work with within her game. So definitely another West Aussie to look out for.
Thanks, Case. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. And we encourage as many of you to get down to the Festival of Tennis Saturday, 22nd of Feb, 10 till 2. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. We'll see you there.
So get along to the Festival of Tennis and enjoy that. Five of the top-ranked Aussie women, including Destiny Ava, Belinda Woodstock and Abby Myers, are also involved in that particular tournament. Now, after a short break, we'll come back and we'll be joined by Alex Grant from our Perth Glory. Looking forward to having a yak to him ahead of the AFC Championship match that they're heading overseas for. We'll chat to him next on Sports Day.